The Pentagon is planning structural changes as well. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said yesterday that a new military command will be created this year to defend against attacks inside the United States. The new Northern Command is designed to provide military support to federal, state, and local authorities in the event of a terror attack. General Bernard Traynor is a senior fellow for National Security Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Some people will have trouble with the military having authority over law enforcement and defense in the United States.
Oh, I don't think there should be any concern about that. The Posse Comitatus Act, which grew out of the Civil War, prohibits the U.S. military being involved in any sort of domestic law enforcement, and that holds true in this instance. There won't be any investigative arm. This is a reorganization, a change to allow the military to streamline their efforts as a responder in the event of a terrorist crisis here in this country. They're in a supporting role. They're really not taking the lead. The lead remains in the hands of civil authorities.
Well, describe a situation where the military might need to take charge instead of the police or the FBI.
Well, they will not take charge. They will be in a supporting role. They will provide assets and people to do a job. As a matter of fact, they've done this already. Let me give you kind of the classic example. Some years ago, the Marines put together what they considered a chemical biological response team, and they were trained to go in as a responder to under the authority of civil authorities to take care of security of an area, of analysis of your chemical or biological attack, and to provide assistance. Now, very few people knew about it, but they were there at the Olympics in Atlanta, and they were also out at the Olympics most recently in Salt Lake City. This is the sort of thing that they're doing. They're using their manpower, the technical capabilities that the military have, to put them in support of the civil authorities, who are the first responders in any sort of crisis. The only time the military would take the lead was if the crisis is in Washington, because that's federal territory.
What's the military got to offer that the FBI and police lack?
Well, what they have is the manpower, and also the police and the FBI do not have these trained units that can, to a full extent, that can do analysis of chemical attacks and provide the necessary security. For example, if there was a massive terrorist attack in some city in the middle of the United States, certainly the police and the FBI are probably going to be overwhelmed with security issues. The National Guard or the state militias, which are under the governors, they may not have the capabilities, but the U.S. military then can rush in, because this command will have at its beck and call all of the stateside American military units that can be called upon for logistic purposes, for airlift, for communications, for medical assistance, and for security purposes.
Had this command been in place on September 11th, would it have made a difference?
I doubt that, because this they would not have the intel. They'd have to depend upon the FBI and local authorities for their intelligence to begin with. And, of course, it would have made a difference if, in fact, the intelligence gave a tip-off before the event, in which case, you know, the aircraft probably could have been intercepted. But that would have been the case under the old system also, because we have the North American Aerospace Defense Command, which has been in place for decades to protect us against air and missile attacks from the Soviet Union during the Cold War, but it's still in place right now. And that, in large measure, will be folded in under this new command, with the exception of the element that is cut out for the Canadians. The Canadians will cooperate, but they will not be part of this new command.
General, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
General Bernard Traynor is a senior fellow for National Security Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations.